that a number of boards are available now with the bare board and those high pin count and small leaf pitch packs already soldered to the board. And I prefer those myself because, like you, I don't want to take the chance of damaging an expensive board and starting all over. Back to you.
Yeah, that's why I quit. That's why I didn't buy another chip, and I didn't buy another board, and that's why I said, okay, you can order these cards a lot cheaper than this. Because you can buy the parts separately. In fact, I did get off eBay. I got one. I think I got the board from a box of stuff that a guy ordered from Taper to build like a Hermes radio, which a Hermes will listen to 7 different bands at the same time. So that's the cool thing about that radio. On one antenna, you can set up 7 different slices, and each slice can be 192 kilobytes, which means you can get the whole bottom half of the band. So you can listen to every single CW transmission on the bottom of 7 slices, 7 bands. So you can listen to 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, 17. You can listen to all of them at the same time. And it's the whole bottom half of the band. It's every CW transmission sent. It's every JT transmission sent. That's pretty cool. That's why those things cost $1,000 pop.
Yep. Like, does the trick for you that's listening to 7 bands at a time on CW is probably a little bit too much information for me. And getting a little late, so I'll let you go. Thanks for the rag chew, and 73 to you and anyone that's still out on the net.
All right, Larry. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. You stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW. All right, Jim, KO4BDM, you got anything else for us this evening? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge Tube Internet.
For DJW, yeah, I found a antenna deal. If you want to shoot up into the trees, it's a tennis ball shooter, and I found it for $10 at Bed Bath & Beyond. And it makes putting a wire antenna up so much easier.
I heard Bob up in North Carolina talking about using one of those things. I've heard him talking about using the fishing line with a fishing sinker, and I've tried that. I would just shoot the fishing sinker off at the end of the line, and you'd never see that sinker again. It was gone, using a wrist rocket. But they talked about using the tennis ball, and I built one of those things one time, a tennis ball gun. It looked like a potato gun, but it had a really long barrel. It wasn't a short one like that one that winds around in circles, I think, that they've got now that's really short that you can, you know, it's only a couple of feet long. Mine's about 9 feet long, and it shot not a tennis ball, but a paint roller out of the end of it, something I saw on a YouTube thing. But I got afraid of it because it has a big old 5-inch diameter PCB that pumped up to 100 pounds of air in it, and I got afraid that thing was going to blow up, so I quit using it.
This one's used to shoot tennis balls for dogs, and it uses a rubber band inside, or several rubber bands, and you can pull out all the way back, and it'll go 300 feet without any trouble at all.
And that came from Bed Bath & Beyond? I'll have to look that up. That sounds handy.
A whole $10. So I couldn't pass it up. I figured $10, and it's better than using a fishing line. I failed miserably using a fishing line, so I figured I'd try it with this.
And how does the tennis ball come back down through the trees on the opposite side? Usually, so getting it up there is a problem. Getting the height to go over the tree, that's one problem you've got to tackle. But you've also got it to, you got to get it to come down through the other side and drag that line all the way down to the other side where you can get your hands on it. How's it do on that on that front?
Sometimes you have to jerk the line that you've got tied to it back and forth, and its weight allows it to drop down through the limbs, and since it's round, it doesn't hang up on anything. And you just up and down like a yo-yo, and finally it'll come down to the ground.
Okay, so that's the same way I do it with that big shot slingshot, which tree fellers use big yellow slingshots. Cost a lot more than $10, right? But it's about 6 feet, 6 or 7 feet tall slingshot. And it's got rubber bands that are about an inch in diameter, and it shoots like beanbags full of lead shot that weigh anywhere from 8 ounces to 16 ounces. The 16 ounces don't go as high, but boy, they come down the other side really good. They'll plow through any, they'll bust limbs coming down the other side. Whereas the 8 ounce will go really, really high, but if it hits a stout enough limb, it'll stop. And you have to do what you were talking about. You got to convince it to come down. Pull it up and drop it. Pull it up and drop it. Pull it up and drop it until it finds a clear path to come back down to the ground on the other side.
And so far, it's done pretty good. I use a nylon braided line that I bought from Lowe's, and it's light enough to where it doesn't slow down the ball, and strong enough to where you can pull a wire up through the tree without having a break.
That sounds like a good solution. I'm going to have to look up those. You know, you can't ever have too many tools in your toolbox when it comes to hanging wire antennas.
You just got to be able to find them.
Yep. I've been using that big shot, but sometimes, like on a windy day, I'll shoot it, and it'll go right over the top of the tree, that beanbag. It'll go right over the center of the top of the tree, and then you'll watch the wind grabs that. I use waxed nylon rope because the wax slides through the trees real easy. But you'll see it's making that arc right over the top of that tree, and then the wind will just blow a big old arc in that wax rope so it doesn't even go over the tree. It blows it completely off course, and I have to reel it all in and start all over again.
The frustrating part about doing that.
Well, it's live and learn. But shoot it enough time. Sometimes I spend a whole half a day in my backyard trying to get my antenna where I want it.
My yard's kind of small. I can only put up something about 140 feet long, so I sometimes have to go from tree to tree and kind of wrap it around the yard.
I've done that before, too. Mine's not that big either. It's I have to be selective about it. But, you know, there's two houses that their backyards come together. My house, the back corner, the closest to your house, butts up against three houses that come together right there that join up with Greenville, Tech's land. And I've been thinking really hard about where those three join together, laying a long wire right out through there and go right across the top of the woods over toward Greenville, Tech. A really long wire, right? Like the beverage antenna, lay it across the top of all those trees. I've just been thinking about it. I haven't done anything yet.
Random antenna that was designed at 75 feet, and I got a antenna tuner, and I've got a, it's actually too long. I've got to shorten it up about a foot, foot and a half at the most, and get it within the 915 range for the radio. But it went up pretty easy. Didn't have any trouble with it at all.
So what band do you use that Windham on?
5, usually in around at 7 o'clock check-in, and I can actually tune it on the 40-meter band without any trouble, too, and I haven't tried the 160 yet.
So how's the 3915 doing? The last time I checked, I didn't hear anybody. I didn't hear net control. I didn't hear anything. Whereas before that, about like back in the fall, I was checking in on that net, no problem. And then I started, you know, as time went on, I couldn't hear anybody. Has it come back yet?
Still there, but they do early check-ins around 6:15 to 6:30, and by 6:45, the band is gone. That sunspot activity is just wiping it out.
That's what I thought. I couldn't. I would go over there and I'd listen, and it'd be nothing. Absolutely, you know, crickets. You'd hear crickets. I was wondering what happened to that net, but I guess they're relying on their pre-net check-in capability, huh?
The strange thing about it is, if you go to 3913, everybody's still there, but as soon as you hit 915, it's gone.
Well, those guys down on 13, I think they're kind of like W4KA, David Stansel. They have enough juice to make propagation. They make their own propagation.
Yeah, that's true. Most of them would be running a linear.
That's why it's really annoying. You got to have a really good filter to filter those guys out, or used to anyway. I don't know if it's still that way.
Over to 15 all the time, and they really don't seem to care.
Yeah, that's frustrating. You got anything else for us tonight?
Not yet. I'm just sitting here looking at some circuit boards that I'm going to do. I picked up a bunch of Yaesu boards, and I've been using them for practice. You know, the old saying, practice makes perfect type thing. So I've been pulling components and resoldering components, that sort of thing, to practice the skills. And since the boards were bad to start with, I didn't care. It was just the soldering techniques I was trying to work on.
Well, that's good. Build a G59 Genesis. You get a lot of experience out. It took me 6 months to build that thing.
I'm not familiar with that. I'll have to look that one up.
The designer, the radio designer, I think, was Italian, but the manufacturer was a guy in Australia. So, it's good design, good radio. Jim built one. Jim Milton, he lives right across the way from us. Like the three of us would make, like, the Bermuda Triangle of the northwest South Carolina area. But he built one, and he did a really good job. I use his and mine, both, and they're really good radios. But it does take quite a while to build them. It takes a lot of patience, and it's not as bad as that Hermes build. That Hermes build, woo! I would never do another Hermes build. But the G59, I enjoyed that. But it did take me about 6 months to build it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good project for the time when you can't go outside.
There you go. That would have been ideal for COVID. I don't know that they have any more. You might be able to find some. I think they run a batch every once in a while. They do have a G11 as well. It's not quite as challenging. They put a lot of the parts on the board for that one. With the G59, you got to put everything but about three chips. I think they put three chips on the board, and you got to put all the rest of them on there. So it's a very interesting build. I learned a lot with that radio. I really did enjoy it.
Sounds interesting. I'm going to look into it, see what I can come up with on it then.
All right, Jim. Well, if you got nothing else, we'll go ahead and see if we got any other check-ins, and then we'll call it quits for the night.
Okay, KO4BD, I'm out.
Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Fox 4 Whiskey Zulu Tango K4WZT Joey and Easley.
KW K4OIM. I'll stick around for just a couple of minutes, Dave, for some right cue.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4WZT. That's Joey over in Easley. Good to have you at Statesville. Good to have you. Is it Statesville or is it Easley? Okay, you must have been in Statesville at one point when you checked in. I just put it in there. I'll have to take that out. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Joey, take care. Stay safe. And K4OIM, it's your turn on the stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
It looks like fixing to change QTHs.
I hope it's not far.
Right above my buddy Don, W4DF. Buying a place up on Lake Bowen. Well, they got lakefront property, three houses down does. But my step-grandson, him and his wife divorced, and the house has been sitting empty since the end of the early spring. And somebody's been trying to break in. They done stole a lawnmower and the washer and dryer out of it. And he gave me a good deal on it. And the payments on it ain't but $100 more than my daughter and I are paying for rent where we at. And it's on a hill, big hill. And it slopes down real fast down in toward the lake. But I got I-26 about 500 feet away from the back deck. But man, I've got some oak trees out there talking about putting some antennas up. All I've got up here, I've got a, I ordered DX Engineering, it's a E antenna, five man trap dipole. It's trapped on 80 and 40. And the tuner on this FT450, it tunes it down flat on every band. And I hadn't got it up. Right now, the apex of it is up about 35 feet, and the one end of it's headed north, and it's up about 20 feet. The other end, on the south, it ain't up about 15 feet, and it's working real good. But I've got a four-band Hustler vertical out here. I haven't even hooked it up. And I've got a Mosley tri-bander 2015 and 10 meter beam I'm going to have to get up. But I ain't moving, but the house is furnished. Him and his wife went through a divorce, and he gave everything to his wife, and she didn't want it if she couldn't have him. So, I mean, we got a deal on it.
Well, I'm glad for you, Walt. I just looked up where Lake Bowen is. That's not very far. That's just north of Bowen Springs, just west of east of Campobello, west of Chesney. That's not that far away. You'll still be able to hit the repeater really easy. That's what I was worried about.
I told my daughter, I said, I'm not going to take it if I hadn't got somewhere to put my antennas up, and I can't get into the repeater up on Mount Mitchell, and it's still an Inman address. I can get to be buddies with my neighbors, see if they'll let me and my grandson come down there and fish in their backyard. We either go about a quarter mile up the road, and there's a public pier out there on Lake Bowen, and there was a bunch of people out there fishing today. But I just dread the moving part. As far as me, all I got to do is pack my clothes up in my bedroom and clean my bathroom out and load my bed and all on back of my truck, take that up there, then come back down here and back up to my camper and pull it up there, and I've got my shack and everything ready to go.
Sound like you've already got all this planned out. You've already got it. You've been thinking. I pulled up that Lake Bowen on the internet, and I'm just looking at those piers that you're talking about. That's nice. That's a peaceful-looking lake. Got a lot of trees around there. Looks like there's a dam over on one side of it. But sounds like you're going to you're getting better, you know, a whole lot better setup there for you, Walt. I'm happy for you.
Living now, it ain't a trailer park. I call it the trailer hood. When I had my first stroke, my daughter went and sold her house. Well, she traded it in on a five-bedroom, three-bath modular home over there on Gibson Oak Drive, where they had that, cops had that shooting the other night and kill that guy. She traded her house in for that five-bedroom modular home, and we were paying, the payments on it was $1,137 a month, and we lived there. That's when I'd had that stroke, and she talked me into moving in with her, and we didn't need all them bedrooms, so I had one room for my radio equipment. And after we had been there about a year, this guy knocked on the door one day, and I went to the door. He said, "What are y'all doing in my house?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "This is my house." And come to find out, the guy that she bought the house from, he had bought the land on credit and built the house. And he hadn't made no land payments in over a year. And the guy took him to court and got the house. And we had 10 days to get out. And the only thing we could find was this single wide trailer up here in Edmond. And we've been trying to save some money up and find some land somewhere and all. And this is my step-grandson. People say you can't love your grandkids. Believe me, your step-kids. This boy, man, my step-grandson, I was there when he was born, and he and I have always been real close. And he called me this morning and said, Papa Walt, do you know anybody want to buy a modular home up on Lake Bowen? I said, wait a minute, let me talk to you. And he called me back. I went up there and talked to my daughter, and we rode up there and looked at it and came back and asked him what he wanted down on it and everything. And we had enough money to pay down on it, but the back deck has got some boards on it that's rotten. Nobody's lived in it. The gutters are full of leaves, and some of the gutters sagging down. And he come down on $1,500 on the down payment if I would redo the back porch and clean the gutters out. And he said we could move in anytime we're ready. Said, we'll go get a lawyer and get them draw up papers. Said, you can move in tomorrow if you want to.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I'm happy for you, Walt. I've been flipping through pictures of Lake Bowen while you were talking about that. It looks like some really nice scenery out there. And I see people with fish. So there's fish in that lake. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. I'm happy for you. What else you got for us this evening, Walt?
I retired. I done a lot of grading up there. I even done the grading on some of the underground houses up there and put in their solar heat and solar air conditioning. It's a real nice neighborhood. The neighbors on the right side of the house, oh, good grief, there's not... would be the first house on the right side. And there's one across the street that's down about 50 feet. Then the one on our side is about 150 feet away, so it's pretty big lot, about an acre and a half. But that'll do it tonight, Dave. But I told my daughter a while ago I ain't going to be able to sleep tonight. Excited about finally finding a place of our own. So W4DJW, K4IM,
Well, I'm happy for you. And it's okay, you can stay awake all night once in a while. I know I get excited like that and can't sleep sometimes and stay awake all night, and I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and make coffee. But anyway, just because I can't sleep. But anyway, it's okay. That's good to be excited like that. That's good for your heart. That keeps you moving, keeps you motivated. So I'm happy for you. Anyway, you take care. Stay safe. Yeah, especially while you're doing all that moving, right? Be very careful. And enjoy your new QTH. And enjoy that fishing, too. That looks like some good fishing on that lake. I love to go fishing. I wish I could do more of it. Anyway, take care, stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and check back in tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping in and checking in with him. I'm sure you would enjoy that. Stand by for a net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. Well, now I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Copy, I was waiting for Mike to finish up.